Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm a leader of the Fidget Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Imageworks in Pollard, Vermont. This audio blog is on Is Cross-Processing or XPRO-DEB? First off, a quick definition of cross-processing from Wikipedia. Cross-processing is a procedure of deliberately processing photographic film in a chemical solution intended for a different type of film. The way that most people think about this is taking slide film and processing it in color-negative chemicals, or a C41 process. Why would you want to do this? Well, cross-processing gives you sort of unnatural colors. It gives you these really surreal, beautiful color palette. It can give you increased grain, increased saturation, sometimes a slight color cast to the image. And in your traditional analog color darkroom, this was a way of getting colors that you just could not get with your standard negative materials. So that's why cross-processing is around. The question, though, is in the current digital age, does cross-processing really make sense? But before I get into that, just a couple quick notes on cross-processing in case it's something you're interested in trying for yourself. Know that every single film looks a little bit different. Each film has its own color palette, if you will, once it's been cross-processed. Here on the Fidget Revolution, I have a chart called the CFC. It stands for Color Film Chart. There's a little link to it on the right-hand side. This chart gives you a lot of different films and what they will look like when they're cross-processed. It gives you a little description of sort of what the color characteristics and the contrast characteristics are going to be like. This is a good starting point, but it's important to do your own testing. Another thing, if you find a lab that you like to work with who's willing to do your cross-processing for you, stick with them. The C41 process is a standard process, but there is variability. You know, there's different manufacturers of the chemicals, and not all labs run to the same tolerances. You know, and some labs might be pumping a ton of film through their machines every day. Other labs might be only doing a handful. So if you find somebody that you like working with, stick with them. It's really important. Another little note, there's always a lot of people questioning whether or not cross-processing of that slide film and that C41 chemistry will hurt the C41 chemistry. I called Eastman Kodak up about this and spoke to them. And the rule that they told me was that as long as 10%, as long as that you don't run more than 10% cross-processed of your total daily volume, then there's no problem. So, for instance, if you process 100 rolls of film a day, as long as you don't run more than 10 of those as cross-processed, there's no problem. If you run more than 10, all it means is that your control strip and everything are going to be really whacked out. And the next day, it's going to take the lab a little more time to get everything back, but it's not going to wreck the chemicals. So that's just important to know. Okay, so let's get back a little bit to our discussion about, does this still make sense? I'm leaving for Italy in a couple of weeks, and there are two films that I'm considering taking. One is Agfa Pachisa CT. This is a legendary film among people who do cross-processing. It's no longer made, but it's still readily available on the internet. It produces beautiful colors, nice strong contrast, doesn't really have a color cast. It's just a great film, and I've used a fair amount of it, and I've really been happy with it. The other film that I'm considering is the new Kodak Ektar 100. I really, really, really like this film. I've posted two reviews here in the Fidget Revolution. I really like this film. There's really nothing I don't like about it. So I decided to do a test. I loaded up two Lomo LCAs, one with the Pachisa, one with the Ektar, and went out and sort of handheld shot the same scene once of each camera. And then I had them processed, brought them home, and scanned them up. When I did the scanning, anybody who's ever done scanning knows how much power there really is to alter an image in the scanning. When I was scanning the cross process, I was very careful to make sure that the qualities of the cross process would still come through, that I didn't neutralize it out. So I opened the two images up in Photoshop, and I'm looking at them, and the fact of the matter is I like both of them for different reasons. The cross process has this wonderful, amazing quality, but the Ektar just looks great. You know, according to Kodak, and I have no reason not to believe them, it's the finest 100 color negative film made, the finest grain. And it looks beautiful. The color is fantastic. Everything about it is fantastic. And what I found is that with just a little bit of work, I could very easily make that Ektar look cross-processed. So I ran some tests, and I used a software by Alien Skin called Exposures 2. And within Exposures 2, there's an entire set of different films that they've tested and have digitally simulated the look of those films cross-processed. It's really an amazing list. You're talking 20-plus films with grain, without grain, and the amount of control you have is staggering. I mean, you can adjust every single aspect of the look of that. And it's fantastic. So what I did is, you see there's four images as part of this post. Only one of those four images is the actual Agfa film cross-processed. The other three are Kodak Ektar digitally simulated to look cross-processed. Can you tell me which one is cross-processed and which one are digitally simulated? Take a look. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, here we go. If you roll your cursor over the images, you'll notice that they're labeled A, B, C, and D. File number A is the cross-processed image. That's the actual Agfa film. B, C, and D are Kodak Ektar digitally simulated to look cross-processed. I've printed these four images out. I'll wager you'll never be able to tell the difference. It's that good. So let's get to answer our question here. Is cross-processing dead? My answer is yes and no. If you're working in a hybrid environment, that is to say you're shooting film, scanning it, doing work in Photoshop and printing, my answer would be yes. You can buy this software by Alien Skin. There's other people who make software. You can play around with it in Photoshop. But the fact of the matter is the amount of control you have in Photoshop really makes cross-processing not necessary. I know I've just pissed a lot of people off. A lot of people who do cross-processing work in Photoshop anyways. I mean, you go on a lot of different websites and people talk about, you know, how they're cross-processing this and that, and then they talk about how they're, you know, tweaking the curves and color and everything in Photoshop, and I'm going, wait a minute. You're altering that cross-processed image so much. You know, why not just start with a really great base film like, you know, Ektar or Reality or something like that, and then tweak it to look cross-processed. It's a lot easier, and it gives you a lot more flexibility. So in the hybrid end, I say it's dead. I have to say, though, it's very difficult for me to say that. Just I want you to understand that, because I happen to love the idea and the concept of cross-processed film. I really like the process itself. But the fact of the matter is, I only care what the print on the wall looks like. That's it. And I have more flexibility working with a film like Ektar and then tweaking it. Now, if I'm doing a completely analog process, that is to say I'm shooting film and it's going directly into a machine and being printed, or, you know, I'm sticking it in a larger and I have access to a large color processor, then I would say cross-processing does make sense, because there's no other way you're going to be able to achieve the color and the contrast that you're looking for. So the answer really is yes and no. It really depends sort of how you're working. But once again, if you're working in a hybrid environment, you take that film, you drop it off at your 1 hour lab, you know, and they scan the images up for you and then give them back on a CD, I tell you to really rethink what you're doing, because every single thing that they're giving, the way they're doing those scans, all that kind of stuff, they're altering the file a lot. And everything they're doing, you could really easily do in Photoshop and have a lot more control just shooting conventional color negative material. Don't believe me? Get a couple rolls yourself and do a test. I always encourage that anyways. You know, prove me wrong. But I think you'll find in the end that I'm right in this case. These are just my thoughts, and I'd love to hear yours, and I'm sure I'm going to. So have a great night.